Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. And God is in the miracle working business, not just in terms of our circumstances or the needs we have before Him, but the most amazing miracle of all miracles is that He saves us, He transforms us into a new creature, and He continues that work of sanctification as long as we have breath in our body. That's the real miracle. Come on. I mean, it's nothing for Him to, you know, create worlds or part the Red Sea. Those aren't getting us to desire His ways, to will to do His will. That's a major challenge for the Lord. But the Holy Spirit, He's very good. He knows how to direct us in the right direction and to make us willing. He knows how to do that. Yes, indeed. Anyway, we have been dealing with a message on dealing with anger. And what I've done thus far, last several broadcasts, is talk about what anger is by definition and to declare that anger is a part of our makeup because we are made in the very image of God. And God's an emotional God. I trust that you are aware of that and recognize it. Jesus expressed the highest level of love. No greater love has a man than he would lay down his life for his friends. He demonstrated the greatest love possible for our human heart to comprehend and understand. And yet, He came as a lamb, as a suffering servant, but beloved, He is coming back as the Lion of the tribe of Judah. Just as He drove out those money changers from the temple, those unrepentant, those who will not bow their knee to the living God. And, you know, as Christians, it's hard for us. How can anybody not want to do that? It just is hard for me to get my head around. How could you not love someone who's so beautiful and gracious and loving and tender and gentle? But He will come back with the fierceness of His wrath and destroy the wicked with the breath of His mouth. And only He knows. You see, He knows the heart of man. And He deals with us, every one of us, on an individual basis. And the repeated attempts of the Holy Spirit, that's His job, to convict, to draw us. There's always a time and a season in our lives when our hearts are prepared. But those who continually harden their hearts, who refuse to walk in the paths of righteousness, then He gives them what they desire. He gives them what they want. And they're really ignorant. They don't know what they're choosing, but they will have the opportunity to regret it eternally. It's a terrible thing. We will stand before the Lord Jesus Christ, who is King of the universe, and He will either be our blessed Savior or He will be our judge. And that is too fearful to contemplate, the eternal fate of those who have rejected God. They've made that choice. They don't want Him. And so, beloved, anyway, I don't want to get off on a tangent, but what we want to look at today is the anger of the Lord. We see many references to it in Scripture, and so we want to look at today the anger of the Lord, and then we also want to look at the anger of man. And I share a lot of Scriptures. Why? Because it's not my opinion I want to give you, because faith comes by hearing, hearing by the Word of God. I want you to hear the Word, receive even... You know, we love to do inserts, and for those who write the letters that I respond with by way of answer or the monthly mailings, I always include, I've done that for a long time. We've done that, even when Brother Glass was alive. Things that amuse, things that entertain, things that inform, things that instruct, things that inspire. And they're one of the, I was just thinking one of those inserts are about the wicker basket. And just briefly, just give me what leeway just to share it. I won't do justice to us fully, but basically a little grandson came to his grandfather and he said, I read the word of God and I don't understand it. And he said, well, he took an old wicker basket that the coal was in. He said, now run down to the stream, get some water. And the boy did this repeatedly. And he said, it's no good. The water just doesn't stay in there. He was frustrated. And after the boy had done this a number of times, the grandfather says, well, look at the basket. And the basket, in all those runnings and traversings and being filled with water, had gotten clean. And he helped the little boy understand that that's what the Word of God does to us. Even if we may not understand it, if we're willing to obey and spend time in the Word, it will do the work that it has been designed to do, the washing of the water of the Word. Amen. And of course, as we hang with it, we ask for understanding. He opens up, open thou mine eyes that I may behold wondrous things out of thy law. He does that. I mean, I don't care how you've walked with the Lord, how familiar a certain passage might be, all of a sudden, wherever you're at, all of a sudden, wow, you see things you never saw before. So, okay, that's my defense of using a lot of scripture. Okay. All right, the anger of the Lord. What does the word have to say about it? Well, for the anger of the Lord is fearful. Psalm 90 and 11, who knoweth the power of thine anger? Even according to thy fear, so is thy wrath. Nehemiah, as he was seeking the Lord, as he was attempting to do and fulfill a great commission that God had given him to go back to Jerusalem and build the walls, he said, thou art a God ready to pardon and slow to anger. Psalm 30 and 5 says, for his anger endureth for a moment. For those he's dealing with, he can get very angry. We can do things that really displease him. We see many examples in the Old Testament about his anger against his own people. And why was that given? All the things they did are examples to us for our instruction, our learning, our admonition, right? And so it endures, though, for a moment. In Psalm 78 and 38, it says, many a time turned he his anger away and did not stir up all his wrath. Why did he do that? There was someone standing in the gap. How often we see Moses interceding for the people? How often do we see Abraham? I mean, remember the angels come, they were going to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah, and he interceded. He said, Lord, suppose there's 50 righteous men, would you destroy a city for that? And he worked all the way down to 10. We often wonder what happens if he would have gone even further. One righteous? Anyway, yeah, the one righteous, at least Lot and his family, were saved. And then Psalm 103 and 8, the Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and plenteous in mercy. That's the God that we serve, beloved. Psalm 148 and 8, the Lord is gracious and full of compassion. He knows our frame, beloved. He's slow to anger, and he's of great mercy. The Lord is good to all, and his tender mercies are over all his works. Beloved, the Lord's good to all, even in the unsaved. His rain falls on the just and the unjust. His tender mercies are over all his works. And Jeremiah 3:12 says, return, the prophet speaking to Israel, he said, return thou backsliding Israel, saith the Lord, and I will not cause mine anger to fall upon you, for I am merciful, saith the Lord, and I will not keep anger forever. Now that's a statement he's made about himself. So the Lord is not going to be angry forever. And then another one, Jonah 4 and 2, he was pouting because God, they repented. Nineveh repented. He didn't have a very good attitude. And he said, for I know that thou art a gracious God and merciful, slow to anger and of great kindness, and repentest thee of the evil. Many times he was ready to destroy, Nineveh eventually 100 years later was destroyed, but he wants a broken and a contrite spirit. He wants a repentant heart. And that's what we're standing on in the times in which we're living. If my first, 2 Chronicles 7:14, of my people which are called by my name will humble themselves and pray, then will I hear from heaven, forgive their sin, and heal their land. Praise God. All right, I may not be able to get all the scriptures in, but now let's look at the anger of man, which is forbidden. We're talking about the unrestrained anger of man. Here we go, Proverbs 14 and 17. He that is soon angry dealeth foolishly, and a man of wicked devices is hated. This is a helpful scripture in a very practical way for all of us, because we have to deal with anger sometimes from family, from loved ones, saved and unsaved, people we deal with. Proverbs 15 and 1, a soft answer turneth away wrath. We can totally disarm someone, but grievous words stir up anger. If you react in anger, it's going to be a storm, a firestorm. Soft anger turneth away wrath, but grievous words stir up anger. Proverbs 15 and 8, a wrathful man, an angry man, stirreth up strife, but he that is slow to anger appeaseth strife. They're able to bring calm. We see that throughout the scriptures. What was it, Gamaliel? He spoke to the council and he said, if these men are of God, you're not going to stop it. But if they're not, well, you're going to find yourself fighting against God. He spoke reason to them, at least a temporary reason. And let's look at Proverbs 16 and 32. He that is slow to anger is better than the mighty, and he that ruleth his spirit than he that taketh a city. Whoa, that's a profound scripture to stand on. Can we rule our own spirits? God compares that to a man who's such a strong warrior and valiant and in strength as he who takes a city. Wow. Praise God. Well, there's more to share even in scripture on the wrath of man, but we'll save that for tomorrow. I hope you can be with me at the same time. And should you not be able to make it or want to rehear or listen to a broadcast you missed, please go to our website, unveilchrist.org. You can click on the broadcast and they're archived there for your convenience. Praise God. But as I always do, if you're and I know, as God spoke to my heart in terms of what to share, that there are those of you who are having a real issue with anger. And you may have walked with the Lord a number of years, but you haven't gotten victory over that unrestrained anger. And so I not only want to pray with you and for you, perhaps we can even do that on the broadcast, but if God's moving on you to write, then do please be obedient to him, because he has his purposes and his reasons. All right, having said that, I close with my heartfelt love for you. I pray for you every day, partners and radio family. I invite you to listen tomorrow, and until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh, behold.